All right, welcome to the only daily WNBA podcast. And in support, obviously, I'm rocking a Fee shirt here. You know, she's our MVP through and through. And it's the second season in a row, I think she got, what would you call it?
Robbed.
Shisted.
I got to get all these voters in a room and I want to say, what was your criteria? What was your standards?
Yeah, the vote. Wait, there's a voter here right now. Wait.
You got one?
Yeah. Hey, I'm a voter. I voted for Asia Wilson for the fourth time.
Oh okay.
You have any questions for me or?
Yeah. What did she do that was better than?
It's just Asia. Yeah, you got to vote for Asia. I'm gonna vote for her next year too. I mean, if she has a good season.
Just off the record, is anyone buying you off to say that? That she needs to be the face of the league?
No.
Yep. No? Okay.
No. No one's buying me off. For the people listening and not watching, I'm wearing a clown nose right now. A big red clown nose that will make another appearance during this episode.
I'll tell you what, the voters, we've talked about it before. They became victims of the moment. Like the 18 game winning streak happens. Uh-huh. While Collier has the ankle sprain, and I think they factored those two things. And yes, Asia was putting on monster numbers in that sample, but I think they voted based off the last 25% of the season.
Yeah, it seemed like it. Andrea Carter from, I forget, the coverage of the WNBA on ESPN kind of said it was like, after that win streak, how could I not vote for Asia? And it was a victim of the moment. They didn't recall the Aces struggling in the beginning of the season.
They were a 500 team like halfway through the year.
They were the 8th seed, almost slipping out of the playoff picture. And Fee was so consistent the entire season. She finishes the season with 50, 40, 90. Come on. How do you not vote for her? Asia wins last season.
I think only the second time someone's ever done it. It's like ridiculous efficiency.
It's really silly. The only caveat is that she missed, I believe, 10 games, 9 games.
Which is essentially 25% of the season. I know there is a minimum games played to meet the criteria, which she did meet, but some people do factor that in. They weigh that. So,
so an injury hurts your chances at MVP? Is that fair? I don't.
Yeah, I think it is. You know, you need to have an injury-free season, so you could actually have some bad luck along the way.
It's true. You know, staying healthy is a huge part of the entire season, and even in the playoffs. And we'll talk about staying healthy a little bit more. Our queen, Fee, as the kids call her, isn't healthy due to a hard foul at the end of game, what was it, game 3?
I think you need to put an asterisk when you said hard foul because there was no whistle blown.
Clean steal? Hard foul? I don't know.
Reckless defense?
That's sort of the way how I saw it. It was a really reckless steal by Alyssa Thomas. Where she just throws her whole body into Fee. I've never seen anybody go for a steal like that. Like I'm just going to run full force, run ahead of them with my hand out, and I don't care if our bodies collide.
So
is that a
there's
foul
some,
if
like,
you touch the ball?
There's some gray area because I think when she touched the ball, it's clean, but then she basically essentially runs into her. Which can be considered a foul where other people can consider the ball is loose. Like it's a loose ball. So I think that's where it becomes a little gray area. It was a unique defensive play where basically she just bum rushed her full speed, touched the ball without touching her. But then like there's a kind of a collision leg on leg, which, you know, Fee ends up turning that ankle again. And, you know, she's out right now. We got game 4 happening behind us, and you know, broke my heart seeing her getting her and Dejanay wheeling out in the scooter. She was still leading the march on the you know, dun, 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 let's ride. And she was literally riding the scooter.
Yeah, Alyssa Thomas, to me, could be the, I don't know, most physical player in the league or the dirtiest player in the league, however you want to phrase it. She really throws her body into players consistently. And I don't like it.
I will tell you right now, I actually think part of the Phoenix Mercury game plan is we need to out-physical the Lynx. They know it. They want it to be a boxing match because I think they know the Lynx are probably a more talented offensive team, so they want to slop that game up as much as possible.
Yeah, they're slopping it up. The refs are choking on their whistles. The Alyssa Thomas steal to me is a flagrant two. It's like if someone jumps up for a rebound and I submarine them. I go underneath them. Like I pretend I'm boxing out, but I know they're up in the air and I cut their legs out from under. It's not an illegal play, but it's a reckless basketball play that you could hurt somebody really bad doing.
And you'll know better than me. This isn't like a one-off, right? Like I've heard like plays like this have happened from the Mercury, you know, a couple times.
Yeah, well, it's the way Sophie ended her season. It was against the Mercury. She kind of flops their body into Sophie's knee after some contact, and it's a little bit looked a little intentional, and there goes Sophie's MCL. Earlier in the season, it was JC and Caitlin with the hard foul and the chest bumps. I think I'm confusing the Connecticut Sun with the Mercury. The colors are all melding in my mind.
When you're playing a game, like that happened late in the game, I think there might have been only under a minute left. The way that game was officiated from the start to then allowed that play to happen because there are many times where Fee was getting smacked in the face, held, grabbed, and they didn't blow the whistle. So the refs essentially are allowing a more physical game.
Wait, I actually have a ref here with you if you don't. Hey, I'm a referee of one of the three Coach Reeve mentioned for game three of the Phoenix.
You were on that game. You must have been one of the best refs in the league if they put you on the semifinal.
Hey, you know, we're honored to blow or not blow the whistle when we're reffing that game. It was really an honor to help Phoenix. Coach.
Huh?
Called me. I'm talking too much. I didn't see anything.
Well, you must have felt good that the NBA refs that had the official count had your back, and they said this was a clear no foul. Like you see the refs, so you guys were, you know, sticking together.
Yeah, it was great that nobody solidarity. Called the NBA refs and forced them to do that. what was it? A TikTok? I don't even know where the NBA refs. It was really great that they just did that on their own to support us. You know, it's not like we choked on our whistle last finals when Minnesota was facing the Liberty. I don't remember.
It almost makes you want to put my it makes me want to put my tinfoil hat on just a little bit, sir.
Okay, go right ahead. I love a good conspiracy theory.
What does the league have against Minnesota?
Oh, by the way, I'm wearing the clown nose once again. What is the league? What's that score look like?
I'm turning around right now. Right now, Phoenix is up 2 with 3 minutes left.
Okay.
The fans are going nuts with their towels.
Yeah, they love it.
It's a must-win game for the Lynx.
A win or go home for the Lynx. What was your question?
I'll tell you what, I really want to see a game 5. I hate that. I completely support, you know, Coach Reeves, what she did to you guys after the game because you guys deserved it. She support you guys. Let Phoenix beat the crap out of Collier all night, and that's what led to the foul. You're responsible for her coming out on a scooter tonight. I have a podcast. I'm not a coach, so I can't get fined. However, Coach Reeves can't coach tonight, and that's a true bummer. I'm really hoping that
we made that call. We made sure she didn't coach tonight. That she can't say the truth. I mean, she can't criticize us. We're the refs. We want to see.
Unbelievable. What? Oh, what do you want to see?
The WNBA.
What do you want to see, sir?
I want to see the WNBA, you know, continue to have the ratings rise and other leagues to have their ratings fall, if you're catching my drift.
So you're not liking these small market teams, eh?
Hey, listen. All I'm saying is Stewie is hurt. Fee is hurt. I don't know. I think they have a little project together, but it's no sweat off my brow. They're not
unrivaled.
In the final.
I want. It makes me wonder if the WNBA front office is not so happy about that league being formed. Huh. They're gonna blow that team up. Who knows if that big three's all coming back? Stewie. Sir, do you mind if I talk? Do you mind if you actually leave the room? Can I talk to Frank again? Yeah, they had that clown ref was here before. How do you feel about Coach Reeves going to bat for Collier afterwards? Do you think she was too far? Or do you think it was warranted? They actually had one half of the stud buds holding her with two other coaches and the veteran Dejanay putting the towel up to like block like the veteran that she is. I will say that she's not the only person, Coach Reeves, that basically said that the refs are doing a poor job. I know Asia just spoke out after, you know, they lost tonight to the Fever. She was not happy about the refs. She spoke out in the press conferences. I'm interested. Does she get suspended for for the next game? They're going game five. The Fever just tied it up. Their backcourt had an unbelievable game. Oh, man. Minnesota down 3, 49 seconds left. Free time. It's almost like it's a bipartisan, but everyone's agreeing, it seems like. I've said it before, and like, you're going to get more eyeballs by promoting superstars, and when your superstars are hurt, it's not helping your league. It almost seems personal the way that they've called out the commissioner at this point. There is a level of gamesmanship when you, it's almost worth the fine. There's a little bit of gamesmanship when you talk about the refs. Like Phil Jackson used to say, Steve Nash is carrying the ball every single time, you know, getting his head a little bit, you know, it just, even subconsciously, you can get into a ref's head. And they do have points of emphasis meetings before each game. You know, so if something's being told to them from the higher ups, they can keep a set of eyeballs and really emphasize something. Sorry, Mike, I didn't see. I believe you. I didn't see it. I'm so sorry, Michael. I'm sorry, Mike. I'm sorry. When there are times where players appreciate there's times players will actually appreciate, like, if a ref misses a call, they go back and watch the video at halftime and they say, I missed that one, I apologize. That once happened with Kobe, and he just gave a dead stare to the ref and said, be better. You got to be a professional. You got to be the best job possible. Oh, no. I'm out. Down 5. Looks like it's going to be Phoenix punching their ticket to the finals. In a very exciting game 5 with the Fever. And the Aces, do we possibly have CeCe get the magical groin, come back for the finals? What? You know the Willis Reed. Please tell me you know the Willis Reed story from the New York Knicks. I don't know if it was a broken leg. He may have had something similar to what CeCe did, but it was the finals. He comes out through the tunnel. Madison Square Garden goes nuts. He scores 4 points. He's not even like a huge impact guy, but like people say that him just coming through the tunnel and the fans going so electric, the Knicks ended up winning. Then, could you imagine what a moment that would be if CeCe comes through the tunnel if they make it to the finals? I'm saying it would like Sports Center would say this just in, like everything would stop. Dude, count me in. We should maybe buy the ticket. Let's buy the tickets now then, just in case. The prices will go 500%. Hotel prices. She moves the needle like that. Mercury rising. Well, let's be back at it. Thanks for coming in, guys.